Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for January 6th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and in America, God, family, and country. The goal is always the same. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our blueprint, our guide for liberty. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. We got a lot of stuff going on. And I've been asking some very hardcore questions. Sam, last hour, launched into a monologue. Let's define words. Let's ask difficult questions. And let's be honest with ourselves about those answers. Exactly how will Citizens for Constitutional Government, how will Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, is what they call themselves, go about accomplishing their goals? After all, their purpose is to make the government obey the law. Glenn chimed in last hour and did a great job. Now Pete's on the line, and he wants to ask his own serious, reflective question. And he wants me to double down with an answer. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Sam. I was just curious. Do you think that Mr. Bundy has acted anywhere outside of his constitutional right? I mean, his right to the... If he believes in the Constitution, as we all do, do you think that he's acted outside of that particular document in any way?
Do you want to answer first, Kurt, or you want me to let my answer rip?
Well, mine will be real short. I don't. But anyway, go ahead, Sam.
All right. So Kurt doesn't think he's violated any of his constitutional rights, etc. And I would say that I'm of the opinion that there is a proper role of government. And there's, in that proper role of government, there are systems or checks and balances that allow us to work within the system to resolve any problem we face. And when we have that kind of a situation, then I don't think that you have the authority as an individual to take the law into your own hands, and that's what I believe Ammon has done in this case. And so what you got is the classic libertarian viewpoint, which is this. I can do whatever I want because there's no government that can tell me I can. And just because the people kind of have a contract with government, that doesn't mean that I have to. In other words, I withdraw my consent of the governed, and therefore I can't be governed. Kind of an idea. It's the anarchist libertarian slash conundrum, in my humble opinion. And it doesn't work. And the reason that it doesn't work is because it violates fundamental principles of what I call moral, moral prioritization. In other words, there's a priority to your morals. For example, let me just be really quick about this, Glenn, and then Pete, and then I want you to be able to respond. Is stealing wrong? I'm not baiting you. Just answer me. It's not a game. It's just to illustrate something.
Well, stealing, yes, of course.
Stealing is wrong. Of course it is.
Wrong and civilly wrong. You don't.
All right, so thou shalt not steal. However, let me ask you a question. Is it wrong if I'm starving, if I'm literally, truly starving, is it wrong to steal?
No.
Why not? Because of this moral prioritization that I'm talking about. Life is more important than thou shalt not steal, right?
Only in that instance.
Yeah, but I can give you other examples that make the point. Is abortion wrong? For example, killing someone.
Yeah.
All right. But what if the life of the mother is at stake now and you got to decide whether you're going to, you know, save the mother or save, a baby?
It's not your decision.
Well, some would say it's not your decision and your goal is to prove both. I mean, to try to save both. Others would say you have a conundrum and you have to decide which life you believe is most likely to save. Sacrifice the other one for the... In other words, there's not always clear-cut answers. But there are moral imperatives and or priorities that come to play.
If the woman wants to have the baby and die, bless her, let her. If she wants to abort the baby and live, it's her decision. It's not yours.
I agree.
It's not the doctor's.
But here's my point. It's her decision. I agree. But here's my point. For her to do that, though, she killed. But it's not the same as thou shalt not kill in, as in terms of a murder. The question is, how do you maximize life? And so the point is that there becomes these moral imperatives, these moral judgment calls based on moral prioritization, if you will. Okay, the hierarchy of morals is another way to call it. And so I don't believe within the American system you have the authority or right to take the law into your own hands. And when you do, I think you're wrong. And so do I think that all of the principles that Ammon's talking about are correct? Yes, I do, and I've said so. But do I think you got to pick up his gun and go into this location and challenge the federal government? No, I don't. What do I think he should have done instead? I think he should help us buy radio stations and change the game with education through the media. I think he should spend his time reelecting a different sheriff in a given county. Or oftentimes when abuse to people happen, they are forced to flee. God has had many, many people through the history of the world flee for safety from tyranny. An example is, I don't know if you know, but in the 1800s, Governor Boggs from the state of Missouri had an extermination order against all Mormons, man, woman, and child, shoot on sight extermination order by the governor. The Mormons had to flee to the Rocky Mountains for safety. I'm sure you're familiar with this, Pete, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, hold on. Hold on. So my point is, there's a solution, and there's a way to flee. And so Ammon could move to a county that's the safer, more stable. He could lead a group of people that could recall the sheriff. He could. There's a lot of options that he still had left. And while we have peaceful means, while we have the checks and balances in the system, we have an obligation to use them first. And that's the whole reason the founders put together that long document known as the Declaration of Independence, full of the train of usurpations, documenting to a candid world and to God and to witnesses saying, look, we were going to be peaceful until they came for our guns. Now we have no choice. We're at our last resort, our last option. We've done everything else. We've taken decades for everything else. And here's the proof. We in America have not done that. I know we feel like we have, but we really haven't if we really think about it. And there's a lot of options on the table. And I still want you to respond, Pete. I just want to really articulate what I'm... You asked me a question, and I want to give you a fair, detailed, concrete, solid answer. And so what you've got is you've got this scenario where you're not justified to move to the next step, the next step, the next step, until you've done other things first. And that might mean move to a different county. It might mean recall the sheriff. It might mean elect a new sheriff. It might mean run for sheriff. It might mean, you know, impeach somebody. It might mean there's a lot of options and a lot of ways to go about this. But here's the real important piece that you got to understand. You will never have more freedom than morality. And you will have no more freedom than education will allow. So if an immoral people want freedom, they're never going to get it. Okay, the founder said this country is only for a moral people, and you cannot have your liberty if you're not moral. God's said it. Our countrymen, our founders have said it. And it comes down to education. I submit to you that even if Ammon was successful tomorrow at getting the land in the hands of private people, the majority of Americans would basically want to kill Ammon Bundy on sight because they've been indoctrinated for so long. And they simply would throw their freedoms away if you gave freedom to a communist nation. In one day, they would throw it away the next day because you cannot have more freedom than you do morality and education. And so I submit to you that even though Ammon wants more freedom, he cannot get more freedom in a scenario. So the Mormons fled to the Rocky Mountains for safety. And they did so because the moral hierarchy says you cannot force more freedom on the people than they will readily accept. And the scriptures are replete with situations where blessings and liberty have been lost because the people are wicked. And that's where we are today. And so the only answer is to bring back morality and bring back education if you want to maximize or increase liberty. And you'll never get it done in any other way, sir. So there's my long-winded but hopefully educational answer.
Well, may I suggest that the particular document you were referring to, what comes to exhausting the administrative remedy, I do believe it was 50 years of exhausting that administrative remedy, because they've been pulling it and pulling it and pulling it over. And they don't just do it there. These guys are ranchers.
You're talking about the federal government?
Yeah, and no.
Right.
The Bundys are ranchers. The people that lived there were ranchers.
Right.
That's all they did. And all the Bureau of Land Management does is take land away from people.
You're right. And so I'm going to let you go, Pete, because we're up against a break.
That's their job. Okay. So may I finish? I don't believe the man went.
All right. You're going to have to hold on, though. I got a hard break. I'll let you finish on the other side. Stay there. Hold on. Pete's with us, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite talk station.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do it over. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Pete's online, ladies and gentlemen, and he asked me if I thought Bundy had violated any of his constitutional rights or violated any law, if you will, and Kurt thinks no, and I think yes, and I explained why, and Pete's responding. Go ahead, sir.
As I was saying, the BLM, their main focus seems to be to take people's property from them or intimidate them or intimidate public officials, or I say that they should be called public servants in actuality, but they're public officials because they're all incorporated. So the commissioner even said that he was intimidated, bribed. The only thing that I can see here is that this is these gentlemen are standing for the Constitution, which happens to be the law of the land. And we're going to find out if it's the law of the land or not this time, because somebody
finally drew the line in the sand. The federal...
All right, I understand. Wrap it up quick, though.
Completely different from the United States government. Completely different. And let me just say that if you go to the BLM website and read their legislation, which has absolutely nothing to do with the Constitution, neither does the Department of Education, neither does the Environmental Protection Agency, none of them have anything to do with the Constitution, but they all write their own rules and regulations.
You're right, and I would submit to you...
Push you around with them.
You're right, and I would submit to you that there...
If we lose this one, the Constitution is not the law of the land.
All right, thanks, Pete.
Lost the country.
All right, thank you, sir. I agree with his point that, you know what, government's out of control, and I've said that over and over. I absolutely agree with that. That does not justify, in my humble opinion, Bundy's actions, though. Chris, Vegas, you're on the radio.
Well, thank you so much, Sam. And what you're speaking to is really the unfortunate set of circumstances that have infested across America today. It's a cancer within our government, within our so-called judicial system, and with the muddying to multiple different shades of gray instead of a clear, bright line of differentiation between black and white, whether it's lawful versus unlawful versus legal and illegal. In the world of legal la-la land, everything is legal, nothing is illegal, unless somebody makes the allegation. And I agree with you. This is a very complex and muddied situation. The message has not been clearly delineated here, and I think that's a very dangerous, if not inconvenient, mistake. But this is about private property, land rights. And George Washington said, without private property, there can be no freedom or liberty. Judge Andrew J. Napolitano wrote a book called It's Dangerous to Be Right When the Government is Wrong. And I think this is a presentment of that exact same issue. And here, there are profound jurisdictional implications and questions as to whether or not the BLM, which is headed by Harry Reid's agent, Neil Cornsey, who was a clerk for Harry Reid in his law office and legislative office for many years prior to his being appointed by Harry Reid to sit on that position. So there's a conflict of interest there that is manifested and undeniable. And without considering all of these circumstances, I agree with you that maybe everything that has been done by this group up there has not been totally within law, but I'm also not sure that what the BLM has done has not been abjectly without law.
All right, let me stop you there and say I concur that the federal government has violated the laws. I painted them last hours. They're the aggressors. They're the unconstitutionalists. They're the abusers. They're the ones forcing a standoff. They're the ones into force. They're out of control. And there's no doubt they need to be stopped. That's beyond discussion and debate. What we're talking about is the best way to stop them. And we're talking about, has Ammon acted within his rights or not? And I submit to you that fundamentally Ammon is correct. His points are correct. His ideology is correct. Except for I believe his action to be wrong. And I explained it as kind of a moral hierarchy of imperative here. You don't have the right to go to the next step, to the next step. Otherwise, let me give you an example. Let's say that I create a bigger force than Ammon's. And I decide that, you know what, that refuge is mine. And then you, Chris, get a bigger one. And you got more hardware and more military and more tech. And you say, you know, so you got this vacuum for power. It's going to be filled. And the proper role of limited defensive, not offensive, but defensive government is based on moral law. And Bastier's De Law articulates this very well, that you've got to have a force strong enough to repel other force, but you can't cross the line from offensive, from defensive to offensive. You've got this moral line. And the problem with what Ammon's done is, who's the ultimate authority? And the people say, the county is. And the people, then we would say, well, the sheriff's not doing his duty. He's derelict. He's violating the Constitution. He's violating his oath of office. No question. And the founders have created provisions to deal with lawbreakers within the ranks of government. Checks and balances between the federal, the state, and the local levels. The people being the fourth branch with fully informed juries. The separation of powers at the federal level. Judiciary, executive, et cetera, congressional, okay, legislative, if you will. There are checks and balances. The problem in America is we're not even educated enough to use them. So you cannot force more freedom on the people than they are willing to accept and or eternally, vigilantly stand for. When the people are immoral, when the people are uneducated, you're going to lose freedom. And there's only one way to get it back, and that's to increase morality and increase education within a society. Otherwise, if you're left with no other remedies, you're forced to flee somewhere else for safety. It's biblical. It's reality. You can see it everywhere. And so I'm not saying that I'm against Bundy. He's one of my good friends, personal friend. I've stated that. And I'm not backing away from helping him one bit. I'm not afraid of anybody. The reason that I am reporting on this is to really try to help with the education here. But I submit to you that it's a moral conundrum, a moral non-starter to say, hey, he can do what he needs to do here. Because at what point can somebody else then? What if I want to take over the White House? Can I do that? What if I want to take over? And where does the buck stop? That's the problem with these people that want to create their own juries and their own whatevers. You can't do that without proper organization. There's order to all things. Do you want to respond to that, Chris?
Well, I substantially agree with everything you've said there. This is a spiritual battle between the forces of dark versus the forces of evil. The forces of evil versus the forces of right and good, the Creator's forces. And this is exactly what we're talking about. When government becomes a lawbreaker, we have chaos. Chaos is, if you look at the etymology of the word, Kaha or Ka is an assembly, and the worshippers of Osiris. And this creates a profound confusion amongst the land, just like psychobabble from Babylon when they disparage the languages. These legal terrorists, these lawyers who have taken over our government, the ones who were thrown out of the inner temples of the Temple of Solomon for their abominations and defilations of the inner sanctum of the Holy of Holies for money changing, and woe be unto you lawyers. These are the people we keep electing to sit in these high offices, or at least have the wherewithal and the resources to instill themselves in the edifices of government. And when the government becomes perverse, is not resistance to tyranny duty to God? I submit to you that we have an abjectly corrupt judicial system. Our government has been perverted and subverted and undermined. We do not have a lawful government. We have an unlawful.
Chris, we're about out of time in this segment, and I've got a very important caller coming up next. We'll get to that in a minute. But just wrap it up. What do you think the solutions are? I've articulated what I think them to be. What do you think they are?
I think sunshine, light, truth, and a focused message of private property being preeminent is the real question. Do we have the right to private property in our own bodies or not?
And do you agree with Bundy's action, or do you think he's stepped outside of bounds?
I think there's some questions as to whether his actions were legitimate. If he was given access, he may not have, and whoever gave him access may have stepped outside their role, but occupying a building that's in question is definitely a questionable situation.
I've mentioned it. I was there at the peaceful rally. I believe that that was legitimate. Since then, it's gone off the rails. I believe it's a false flag, and there's a gentleman on the other side of this break that wrote the best piece on the topic we can find. We'll get to that in seconds. Thank you for your call, Chris. Godspeed, everyone. Hang tight. Back in a flash. This is fascinating. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, let me tell you a quick story, ladies and gentlemen. I'm with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I'm the Vice President of Operations. Sheriff Richard Mack is the President. Kevin Blake is from Florida, and he is the State Director in Florida. Well, long story short, we got a posting on our CSPOA page. And then we have to approve the posting or not approve the posting. And Kevin was instructed to not approve this posting. And the only reason why he was instructed not to approve it is because the CSPOA doesn't get involved in these things. The CSPOA has a strict mission of educating all government officials, police officers, sheriffs, etc., to obey their oath of office and to become constitutional, peaceful advocates for liberty. And to stand in protection of their citizens' life, liberty, and property. Right? And they stated that message. And so we didn't post it there. However, I personally thought the post was so compelling, so valuable, so necessary, so spot on that I said, you know what? Don't put this in the CSPOA because it doesn't belong there. But do get a hold of this guy and have him call me. I don't know him. Okay? I've never met him. I hope to someday, and I want to go out to lunch with him. But nevertheless, he has created, in my humble opinion, the most spot-on assessment of this Oregon situation that I have seen. Now, I was at the peaceful rally, and I endorse it 1,000%. I was there. It was incredible. After that, it went off the rails, folks. I believe, and I've said this from the very get-go, I believe there are provocateurs inside there. I believe this is an absolute stage setup, and I believe my personal friend Ammon Bundy is getting led to the slaughter. Okay, I've said that, but I haven't had all the pieces. I've identified some people and some things, but I've been so busy, I haven't even had time to do all the research on things, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, our next caller has put it all together. And you can get this post, and I highly recommend you read it in detail. But we're going to talk about it now. His name is Christian Yingling. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, Christian.
Thank you, sir.
Am I saying your name correctly?
Absolutely.
Christian Yingling. All right, now, Christian, this article you wrote is incredible. With your permission, I'm going to post it on my website as a LRT to the editor article. Can I do that?
Absolutely. I encourage everybody to show
All right,
it.
I want you to email me the best copy. I don't know if it's on the web that I can cut and paste. Give me the cleanest copy that you want me to have. Email it to libertyroundtable@gmail.com.
Okay.
libertyroundtable@gmail.com. And that way I get it directly from the source, etc. Well, anyway, Christian starts out very boldly. And you talk about the key to victory in any battle is keeping calm. Okay, when you are governed by emotions, you're going to lose. You're going to have problems. Keeping calm is the key, and I agree with that exactly. And then you go into throwing the gauntlet down, if you will. First off, I want you to tell us who you are and then how you arrived at your conclusions here, and then what your fear is, what you think we ought to do about it. We'll go through the whole thing. Go ahead, Christian.
Okay, well, first off, like you said, you know, my name is Colonel Christian John Yingling. I'm the state commander of the Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia. The way that I got involved with all this is I was one of the people that was at the standoff at the Bundy Ranch, along with a friend of mine, another commanding officer from West Virginia. We went out there in defense of the Bundys. You know, we went out there to defend the family. We had heard what was going on. Of course, you know, with social media, it's so hard to vet anything, and then everybody wants to throw everything around. There's just so much misinformation that him and I had got together and decided that we were going to go out there ourselves and put eyes on before we actually took any of our people out there, because at the time we didn't know what was real and what wasn't real. So we did go out there. We drove 45 hours one way nonstop. You know, we arrived at the ranch the day before the standoff. We were taken into the ranch, and you know, we were introduced to Ryan Payne. Few other people.
Just so everybody understands, Ryan Payne is one of the key people in there with Bundy now, just so everybody knows. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Ryan Payne, just a little bit of a backstory here, and it's actually probably the most key point of this whole thing, and that leads to, you know, like you said, Ammon being led around. Ryan Payne was the first one to show up there, and that's very important. That cannot be ignored. He was the very first person to show up when the Bundys put the call out for help. So when he showed up, he had more or less declared himself the official, unofficial leader of the militias. Now, I want to start off by saying nothing could be further from the truth. The entire time that we were on site, actual militias that were there, because there were a lot of, you know, just patriots, which is what you have up the wildlife refuge right now. There are no actual real militias there. Those are all patriots, you know, and that's important. You know, so as people were showing up, you know, they were introduced to Payne. He's doing interviews with the media, declaring himself, you know, the leader of the militias, this, that, and the other. We didn't pay too much mind to it at first. You know, we were there to defend the family. Now, throughout the course of the standoff, you know, before, you know, during, we were there for a few days after, we were noticing some highly suspect behavior by Mr. Payne. You know, he wouldn't let anybody talk to the Bundys unless he was present.
Now, let me just stop you really quick, sure. Christian, and make a point. I'm a mortgage broker, or at least I've been one for a living for a long time. I'm not now, but I used to be. One of the ways you knew that there was mortgage fraud going on is if somebody wanted to be part of and have everything passed through them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you knew that there was trouble on this mortgage. You were taught to stand back and say, whoa, why does everything have to go through this guy? Why does he have to be involved in and approve everything? Okay, same principles apply here is my point. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And in our situation, it's no different. It is no different. You know, the fact that, because a lot of people, there's a lot of people that were just more or less milling around. You know what I mean? There was very, very little organization out there. You know, the fact that it turned out the way it did was a God-given miracle. You know, because, like I said,
no question.
As like strategic and tactical organization, there was just none. Okay, and for somebody who claimed to be an ex-Army Ranger, now that threw a lot of red flags for us as well. Now, his behavior was extremely erratic. And in a situation like that, just like I said in my post, and in the militia, you know, I teach my guys all the time, you know, the absolute most paramount, you know, important thing above all else is to remain calm. because the minute you stop remaining calm, you're going to start making bad decisions. Ryan Payne was never calm. Never. He was very erratic. You know, he was very quick to jump to conclusions. And like I said, it kept adding up and more and more and more. Now, there came an occasion one night. We were myself and Scott Woods, the fellow that I'd driven out there with. You know, we were standing a watch up at the end of the driveway. And Ryan Payne came up, and it was myself and Scott and Ryan. There's a couple other guys there from Arizona. And we were standing there talking, and the guys from Arizona had gone down to the house to stand watch at the house, and it was Scott, myself, and Ryan. And I was sitting beside Ryan, and Scott was standing, you know, kind of a couple feet away there, but well within earshot. And Ryan turns and he looks at me and he says, "Hey," he says, "why don't you run over?" He said, "now," because it was late. I mean, it was pretty late in the evening. I want to say it was probably close to 2 o'clock in the morning. And he says, "why don't you go over to the BLM staging area and start destroying their stuff?" And I stopped and I said, "what?" And he said, now would be the time. He said, "you know," he said, "there's probably hardly anybody over there." He said, "you guys could sneak over." He said, "wreck some of their stuff." You know, and I said, whoa. I said, "Ryan," I said, no, uh-uh. I said, "that is not what I'm here for." Scott reiterated the same thing. You know, Scott, because at that point, Scott's ears perked up, and Scott was like, no, this is not what we are here for. We are here to defend this family and nothing else. Okay? So Ryan got, you know, a little squirrely about that, and it was right about that time there was a militia commander there from California. Who came running up the driveway and just barking out something about the Armenian militia had been pulled over off of exit 10, which was the exit that led into the ranch. And he said they'd been pulled over off of exit 10 and they were being detained. Now, anybody with any ounce of common sense is immediately going to pick up on the fact if you're being detained, you're not going to be sitting there making phone calls for help. Okay. But instead of even thinking to check, you know, or ask that question or even check into it in any way, shape, or form, Ryan Payne grabs a loaded AR-15 and says, "we're going to go blow these mother effers away." And he takes off in a car. And thank God somebody stopped him. You know, and forgive me, I don't know who it was that stopped him before he actually made it out of the ranch, but somebody stopped him before he made it out of the ranch.
Well, either that or it was a plan to try to get other people to get more violent. Who knows? Either way, we'll talk about it. We don't have a lot of time left, though, Christian, so I want to fast forward quickly in the next segment. We'll do it. Christian Yuengling with us, ladies and gentlemen, on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Christian Yuengling is with us. Give us your title again. You're with which militia, et cetera?
I'm the state commander for the Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia.
All right, we appreciate that, sir. Go ahead, Christian. So you were basically saying, hey, you know what? These people that are surrounding Bundy are a serious, serious liability. And
yes, absolutely.
You're basically talking about Ryan Payne is kind of the chief among them, and he basically has proven himself to be really an aggressor, really a manipulator, and really not who he says he is, right?
That is correct. Now, to kind of compress everything, you know, to fill this into your time slot, because there's so much information that, you know, goes into all this. The long and the short of it is he had made basically he had approached other militia guys out there and basically asked those guys to do the same thing, you know, to get aggressive with these people, you know. And one of the probably one of the biggest things that really kind of gave it away for me that he was, you know, pitching for the other team, per se, is that he left the back entrance to the ranch open. He would not secure the perimeter. And that, I mean, that is the most basic of things, you know what I mean, is to make sure that we're secure the entire way around this ranch. I asked him about it. I said, Ryan, why are we not closing off that road? Why do we not have people up on that road? You know, we should have people down the road, you know, to give us advance warning if these guys try to roll in from behind. And he said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. He completely blew me off. You know, and the place, as I had stated in the article, you know, we had guys out there with 50 caliber sniper rifles, which, I mean, and you're talking loophole scopes, you know, these guys got range and, you know, they can see for a while. And he wouldn't put them on hilltops. He placed them down in the valleys. And again, I asked him about, Brian, why are you doing this? This doesn't make any sense. I said, you're wasting that asset, you know, and again, he blew me off. Well, it was after the standoff, he brought in Blaine Cooper and this Buddha Bear character. Ryan Payne claimed that these guys were both security contractors and they were his new heads of security. And, well, we have since found out that neither one of them was. In fact, Blaine Cooper, whose real name is actually Stanley Blaine Hicks, is a convicted felon, multiple felonies. I think he has four or five under Stanley Hicks and then one under Blaine Cooper. He's a convicted felon, and this Buddha Bear character is a tattoo artist. Nothing more. I mean, he is an ex-Marine, and, you know, I will give credit where credit is due. He's an ex-Marine, but, you know, he's a tattoo artist. So, you know, he's hardly a security consultant.
The key point is those three were at the Bundy Ranch. Thank heavens it was peaceful because the militias primarily ignored them. But the fact is they're all three in with Bundy now.
Right now, precisely. And the fact, and what you just stated, the fact that the militias ignored them and the situation played out the way that it did, actually kind of hurt us, in a manner of speaking. Because after we left the ranch, like I said in the post, Buddha and Blaine, they started bullying people around, trying to tell people what to do. You know, it was completely obvious they had no strategic or tactical knowledge whatsoever. And, you know, people just started leaving. They were like, well, you know, the standoff is done. There's no need for us to be here. And we're not going to get, you know, ordered around like this by people who have no clue what they're talking about. you know. Well, because the situation turned out the way that it did, and it turned out to be a win for not only the militia, but the American people, the Bundys attribute a lot of that to Ryan Payne. The Bundys trust Ryan Payne explicitly. And we, myself and Scott, like I said, we had a 45-hour ride home. We started to do a lot of digging on Mr. Payne. And we found out that his claims that he was an Army Ranger were completely false. So we combined, you know, with everything we had seen out there, you know, we had made the decision between the two of ourselves that this guy's obviously a Fed. You know, he's obviously a Fed. That's why he left the back door open. That's why he wouldn't put, you know, our long-range weapons on hilltops, you know, because he was trying to protect the other side, and he was trying to leave the door open for them whenever they wanted to come in. So we put a phone call into the Bundys on our way home. And I believe, and forgive me, because I'm in 2014, I believe it was actually Ammon I spoke with. And I said to him, I said, Ammon, I said, listen to me. I said, you guys are being bamboozled. I said, Payne is a Fed. I said, we're doing checking into him, and everything that he's saying is coming back completely false. I said, he's either a Fed or he is just a straight-out provocateur. I said, he wants a fight out there. I said, you guys need to get him out of there. And he said, okay, I'll look into it. And that was the last we heard of it. Well, after the Bundy Ranch situation, Ryan Payne disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to him. And even though he had made threats against law enforcement on national television, he was never arrested. That's pretty important. I mean, you make a threat against a law enforcement official, you're going to jail. Just ask Skylar Barbeau. You know, he's being charged with domestic terrorism because he made a Facebook post about lynching a judge.
Yeah, Facebook post, as opposed to being there physically and grabbing arms and running to scenes.
Exactly, exactly. Ryan Payne did far worse. And Ryan Payne did it on national news media. And he did it on national news media out there at the wildlife refuge. He did an interview. The article was actually shared with me. And at the end of the article, he explicitly said he had snipers set up in positions to shoot federal agents as they approached the refuge. Now, if that were the case...
Now, even if you had that for defense purposes, you would never state such.
Precisely. Precisely. Yeah. You never tell, you know, your enemy what you have waiting for them. You know, that's ridiculous. But in all these claims, you know, he was never picked up for anything. Now, I'm a state commander for, you know, a militia. We are a constitutional legal militia. We are 100% above the board, and we do work with local, state, and federal law enforcement when needed. Okay? Now, I had a talk, because the FBI asked to question me after the Bundy Ranch. You know, they wanted to talk to me about what happened out there, whatnot. And they asked, they were, at, you know, not asking me, like, who's this, who's that. You know, but I actually brought Payne up to them. I said, you guys need to look into this fella. I said, because he was asking us to do some pretty shady stuff out there. I said, we weren't having it. I said, this guy's a troublemaker. You know, when I work with, the FBI, I work with them as a liaison between the militias and the feds, you know, because we are trying to bridge the gap, you know, between...
Of course, it makes total sense.
Right, because at the end of the day, we're all protecting the same people, you know.
At least we're supposed to be.
Right, exactly, yeah, in a perfect world. You know, in a perfect world, we're all supposed to be protecting the same people.
All right, so your article basically documents, in my opinion, really beyond debate about this credible threat that we have. We've got a serious situation where this has got all the makings of a false flag.
Yes, it does.
I love Ammon Bundy to death. I believe he's being led like a lamb to the slaughter. I said it.
Absolutely.
Right from the get-go, and I'll keep saying it. Your article is the best. Where can people read the whole thing? Right.
It's on my Facebook page. I posted the original article there. One of the things I'm actually running into, the article has been shared so many, or the post has been shared so many times, it's been shared like 1,400 times.
Good.
And, which, yeah, it's fantastic. That's what I want. I want it to make it into the refuge, and it has made it into the refuge. And actually, because it's made it into the refuge, a couple people have left that I know about.
Okay, so you're positive some people have now left.
Yes.
That's wonderful news, sir. And I've spent literally hours trying to talk Ammon to leave him, but he won't listen.
I know, and he won't, because again, he trusts Ryan Payne's judgment explicitly. Now, if you know Ammon, and I believe you do, you know, You know, Hammond would never come up with an idea of taking over a building. That was 100% Payne, unquestionably. Unquestionably.
Either that or Mr. Cooper could have been involved,
sure.
too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure Cooper was involved in it. I have no doubt. You know, I mean, Ryan
right.
Payne.
Christian, we're about out of time. I'd even love you to come back because there's just more to discuss than we have time. And I've got radio constraints I can't control. However, I want you to email me your phone number, and I'll call you, and we can plan for a longer form discussion. I don't mean to just cut you off or limit what you say in any way.
Oh, no, I understand.
But what I want to know is this. What do you think we can do right now? What can guys like me and you do? Obviously, lay it out like you've done. Obviously, put it on the radio like I've done. What else can we do, though? I don't want people to get slaughtered in this, and I'm afraid it has all the makings of either getting slaughtered or making such a crush example of the Patriots that it sets our movement back a decade or more, kind of an idea. What do you think we should do?
I firmly believe that our only recourse at this point in time, because we can't go out there and get in an armed altercation. This isn't going to end like the Bundy Ranch did. I mean, Delta Force has been deployed there. Okay, and the last time Delta Force was deployed there, was deployed in a law enforcement situation, was at Waco. The only thing we can do right now, in my opinion, and the best course to take in this is to do whatever we absolutely can to get those people out of there. That sheriff up there, even though everyone's saying he's not a constitutional sheriff, he doesn't support this, whatever.
He's not, but he's giving them a chance to leave.
Right, exactly. He's giving them the chance to leave. And that sheriff, make no bones about it. You know, I have to read people in my line of work, and this sheriff knows what's about to happen.
He's also scared and doesn't want to take liability for it.
That's right. And that's why when he came out and said, I watched it on Fox News with my own eyes, he said, these people need to leave. And then he said, while they can. That spoke volumes.
All right, Christian, thank you for your leadership, my friend. I'm flat out of time. What I want you to do is email me the article, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. Give me your phone number in there if you would, and I'll call you. And we'll plan for you to come back and explain a lot of this to the people, because I think education is the key.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I'd be glad to. So.
All right, sir. I'll look forward to that. Godspeed. Thank you for dialing in, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, this is serious business. This is not child's play. Okay? This is serious. And we need to realize what we're witnessing right now in Oregon has the makings of a false flag event. I said it right from the get-go. Christian Yuengling is documenting this scary, horrible reality. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. We'll publish this article when we get it. Check it out. Pass it around, would you please? This nation shall endure.